640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's been a day of demonstrations around the country. Baltimore protesters among those demanding changes in policing, and now there's been a big one in Memphis. The former officers accused of kicking and beating Tyree Nichols belong to the Scorpion City Crime Unit, but now it's been shut down. Reporter Chris Fox.
Protesters peacefully marching down Beale Street in downtown Memphis. They want justice for Tyree Nichols. Local activists called the deactivation of the Scorpion unit a positive first step. Paul Young is the president of the Downtown Commission and candidate for mayor.
We had individuals who acted bad, who did not follow proper protocol. We want to root those individuals out.
Activist Deontay Hill says the video is shocking, but not a surprise.
Those things happen to black men every single day.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
In Harlem, the Reverend Al Sharpton compares what happened in Memphis to the 1991 police beating of Rodney King in Los Angeles.
I'm seeing another black man being beat to death. Rodney didn't die. This is worse. It's beat to death with no mercy on no crime that they can even find that he had committed.
Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Tyree Nichols' funeral Wednesday. Former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump has been talking to New Hampshire Republicans at their annual meeting, but one Republican whose support he may not want is George Santos, the New York congressman, accused of a long list of lies exposed after his election.
Well, I think it's a terrible situation. It's very unfortunate. He's thrown some whoppers.
Santos has said he's not resigning his seat. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promises his security cabinet that there will be a strong, swift, and precise response, including punitive measures against Palestinians. That comes a day after a Palestinian gunman killed 7 and wounded 5 outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky is livid after the International Olympic Committee said it would allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in next year's games. The IOC says teams will officially be classified as neutral. Here in Central Florida, an alligator known for his grumpiness has died. Chester was a rescue gator who lived at Gatorland near Orlando, rescued after people fed him in the wild, which is illegal. His caregivers say he lost his fear of people, and the attraction was allowed to take him in. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just erase. You think you're versatile? Ha! Can't you Elizabeth Mary there and Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Rooster, the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married. They're soon, getting, Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Maxine Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss. Dude.
Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. Rocker Frank Bush is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling to town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy, all covered in rust. No one has seen her likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter. She's forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with her. She got her boots on the bar. I've never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope, or queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spending all my money at the liquor store.
madness. I don't know which way is home, and I don't know just how far I've gone. The road to hell is paved with intention. I'm in need of an intervention. I don't think I can take much more. You got to be careful what you're wishing for. Like Cody and the boys and I.
They come from the mountain, standing in line for that 100 proof fountain. White Friday, moonshine. It'll be Friday when I don't have that jug by my side. Yeah, I don't have that jug by my side. Intimidating appearance, she ain't never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brought
nuts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
such an awesome song. Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Shawn Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I won't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day my two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day. The two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better. Then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you silence we will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay. So two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song, Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Shawn Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice.
Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That'd be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is, although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver. They stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, you know, I mean, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blasthoused?
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
You know, they say
allegedly.
That. The Kissers have even when I was in the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement sucks, tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life, you know, my artistic endeavors. Get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out. So it hasn't been too bad, but I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass and Liam played drums and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent this, the music, we were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feel it, shout it, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need.
Memories hazy, a giant bunch of good bird daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Knowing funny, dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent and Permanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer pulling on the lever. The ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. Nothing lasts forever. So trade that tear for a little smile. Nothing lasts forever. Consequence, the ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station store.
Oh, you know that I will.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, it's the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Around about journeys that end with a start. To be done, soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view, and I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust, like a shiny new metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can take this fight, but I won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best.
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time you could dream of.
All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the bleed.
Well, think again, my friend. You know that you
just right. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own? Well, you're missing it from the start. It breaks you. You're missing it from the start. It breaks you. What you want to do, the ambition was the only love for you. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own?
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.